Laveau's plans for the remodeling of Versailles were complete and ready to present to his demanding boss.
Louis certainly knew that what he wanted was a building which had that shock and awe effect. There's absolutely no doubt that he wanted a building that would be sensational.
Laveau's model was impressive, but had a major flaw. He planned to destroy the old hunting lodge.
C'est là un bâtiment entièrement nouveau, Monsieur Laveau.
Assurément, Majesté.
The idea of Louis XIV was to keep always the little chateau of his father. So that was a problem for an architect, because architects prefer to destroy everything and to build a new building. So Louis sent the architect away and he told him, I want this little chateau preserved.
Vous devez construire, mais en agrandissant le bâtiment d'origine. Il me plaît de vivre avec la mémoire de mon père. Faites en sorte que vos plans préservent son château.
With Laveau sent back to the drawing board, Louis turned his attention to the landscape. He wanted to expand the existing garden, adding ornamental lakes and groves lined with dazzling fountains. But he'd picked an awful site.
There were no views, it's hemmed in by the sides of a valley. And also, Versailles wasn't naturally endowed, the region, with the sort of trees which Louis wanted for his garden.
Louis's chief gardener was the century's most celebrated landscape designer, André Le Nôtre. Versailles would be the greatest challenge of his career.
Comment vous en rendre grâce?
En nous donnant avec vos jardins un avant-goût du paradis.
But the Sun King did not want to wait for his earthly paradise, or for his trees to grow from saplings.
Louis XIV wanted results, and he wanted them fast. This was really a theme of the whole sort of Project Versailles. And the solution was to uproot mature trees from other parts of France and bring them in. And a special contraption was invented, a horse-drawn contraption, which would allow these mature trees to be transported on, as you can imagine, these terribly bad roads from other provinces.